Coming up next week, beginning next week, rather, at Playmakers Repertory Company, the latest play in their season. It's a classic, Anton Chekhov's Three Sisters, brand new adaptation directed by Vivian Benesch, who is Playmakers' new producing artistic director. She joins us now here on the air. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Aaron. It's a pleasure to be here.
So before we start talking about the play, let me ask you about your life as Playmakers' new artistic director. What has that experience been like?
Well, in a wonderful way, I feel shot out of a cannon. I arrived here on December 20th to start rehearsals for Three Sisters, which had always been the plan. Joe Hodge had asked me to direct the show over a year ago, but at that time I had no idea that I would also be starting as producing artistic director on January 1st. So it's been a crazy, crazy, wonderful time. But, you know, I like to say sometimes art and life meet in wonderful ways, and to be working on Three Sisters as I take this giant change and leap in my life has been thrilling.
Was that Joe Hodge's sinister secret plan all along to have you come in and do all of these things simultaneously?
Maybe it was. Maybe that's just the plan. Would I ever get to Moscow? Of course, and getting here is such a wonderful treat for me. I've been here three times before directing over the past 4 years, and it's already become an artistic home for me. So to be able to come here in an official capacity and make this my true artistic home and to become a part of this incredible community is, it's a huge deal. I don't take it lightly. I feel very honored and challenged.
And I know there are huge shoes to fill, Joe Hodge leaving, but what has it been like to take over for him, and what has it been like to work with the Playmakers, players, the staff, and just be in the Chapel Hill community?
You know, a shout out to this remarkable staff here, because essentially, they have been in a sort of transitional period for close to 6 months now, and we've had an exceptional season already, and really it has been shepherded so beautifully, and that is thanks to the skill and brilliance and dedication of our staff from a production level to an administrative level on all fronts, and they've really dug in. And now I feel so welcoming and excited for this next chapter in Playmaker's life. You know, Joe, you are so right. I am standing on very broad, wonderful shoulders of Joe Hodge and what he really brought to this company and infused, and the profile and the quality of the work that has been happening here over the 9 years of his tenure, to sort of jump up from that point and take his lead, and I like to think of it as like, now we're going to dive deeper into the engagement with our community, with our audiences, with the national theater scene. I think we're poised to do just that and to really continue to make our mark by being as fully engaged and relevant as we can be.
Now, speaking with Vivian Benesch, who is the new producing artistic director at Playmakers Repertory Company. PlaymakersRep.org is the website if you want schedule of events and ticket information. And get tickets quick for The Three Sisters, which is the next play, starting on January 20th, official opening night the 23rd, and it runs until February 7th. And Vivian is directing it as well. And I'm excited about this play because when I was a freshman in college, I was, I think, wandering musician number two in a production of The Three Sisters. So, and that was many years ago. So talking about the play, I have to assume they've gotten to Moscow by now.
They keep trying. I mean, talk about why is it such a masterpiece? Because we all identify with these three sisters, that space that happens between our dreams and reality. Mm-hmm. And Chekhov so beautifully sort of explodes that space and filling it with the most human souls, all of them. I mean, the character, you know, I always say Chekhov is an artist. It's heaven to work on. It really is heaven. And we hope and think that this production is going to be as exciting in process as it is for an audience to watch. It is, I mean, Three Sisters is Chekhov's existential masterpiece, but not to be frightened by the word existential. It is, but actually an inviting place where sort of theater theory and life all meet, and his way of making daily life theatrical and entertaining is unlike any other playwrights at all. And we have our design team has created what I think is one of the most excitingly sort of vibrant spaces. The Paul Green Theater is already such an intimate but theatrical space in itself, and it suits Chekhov so perfectly. It's depth and intimacy at the same time, and our remarkable cast, characters who include well-known favorites here, Ray Dooley, Julie Fischel, David Adamson, but also some great newcomers, guest artists joining us, Daniel Pierce, Marinda Anderson, Joshua Robinson, and I have to just take a moment to talk about our young actors involved in this, and when I say young, I mean emerging in their 20s and 30s, who are doing the most exceptional work. They are part of the professional actor training program here at the university, and we had a run-through yesterday where everyone turned around and said, oh my God, they are doing such exceptional work. And that's part of what we do here. And I think part of, again, getting back, Aaron, to what I hope to do here is that, to me, the highest level of education and the highest level of excellent professional theater are one and the same thing. And our guest artists and our company learn from the emerging actors, and that sort of dialogue that happens back and forth make us a more vibrant, relevant theater.
Now, it's going to be a really exciting production of a classic play. Again, it's The Three Sisters, January 20th through February 7th at Playmakers. Playmakersrep.org is the website. Go there, get ticket information and schedule of special events. There's some ongoing already in advance of the play opening coming up in just a few days. We're speaking with Vivian Benesch, who is the new producing artistic director at Playmakers and also directing The Three Sisters all simultaneously. And Vivian, before we let you go, the question that I always ask to wrap up theatrical interviews, not to spoil your favorite moment from the play, but what's your second favorite moment?
My second favorite moment. Oh, there is a moment where Mama's clock, all I will say is Mama's clock shatters.
Mm.
And it is as if time itself is shattering. And I think that moment is a great representation of what the beauty of Chekhov, and I think one of my favorite moments in our production. I have several favorite moments. I think I really am excited that this is the first show that I will get to gift to our company and community, and I can't wait to share it.
This is not to be missed. Playmakersrep.org is the website. Go there, get ticket information. Special events going on right now and continuing all the way through the production. It begins on January 20th, which is Wednesday, and runs through February 7th. Vivian Benesch, thank you for joining us, and welcome to Chapel Hill.
My pleasure. I look forward to many conversations in the future.